Do you love to eat? Well, I am your host of The Inquisitive Tongue, Nanette Weiser. And with us today is Anna Stebbins from the Foodie Labs. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Nanette. Thanks for having us.
So tell us, we've got Apalulu Latin Street Food, Bagel Babe Delivery, Bistro 3951 Italian Peruvian Food, JBG Pizza and St. Smashburger, and Tiff's Treats Warm Cookie Delivery. Tell us about Foodie Labs, what you do, and then we're going to meet two incredible chefs.
So Foodie Labs is basically a culinary center to help people grow their brand. And we are an incubator for chefs or caterers, bakers that want to get started. And we provide them with a one-year lease, so not a 5 to 10, and a minimal cost comparatively to all the real estate around town. So we help them with their marketing. We help them with their – we have the equipment for them. They can outfit it as they like. And we just really promote them around the city.
So the great thing is you can order and pick up there. It's in the very hip Warehouse Arts District, and there's always a lot of cool things going on during a second Saturday art walk. 7C is right there with music. So there's just – it's just the place to be. So I want to introduce – Bistro 3951, Italian Peruvian, Michael Mano, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Michael, tell us a little bit about your journey to this spot.
Well, I'm an industry vet. I've been classical culinary trained and worked in the Tampa St. Pete area for the last 15 years, different locations, different hotels, executive chef for multiple hotels in the area. So that was my background, but I married a Peruvian girl 20 years ago. My heritage is Sicilian, so I always thought that this is something I wanted to do, and kind of took a leap of faith last November and decided to run with it.
Good for you. Well, let's walk through the menu that you serve there. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect, and I have to say I like a pisco sour, so let's start with Peruvian.
Okay, so really, our menu is a mashup of Italian and Peruvian, but if you wanted to go straight Peru, we have we have the classic lomo saltado, goes great with a pisco sour, which is a stir-fried dish. It's the sort of Asian influence in Peru. Steak, tomatoes, onions, stir-fry with a soy-based sauce that is spiked with ají amarillo, which is a spicy yellow Peruvian pepper. So it's dynamite. It's one of my best sellers. People love it.
And on the Sicilian side?
Well, I do more regional Italian than hardcore Sicilian, but, I just launched a classic Roman carbonara, authentic dish, guanciale, pancetta, egg sauce with the aged Parmesan cheese. So that, and we're doing currently a classic Neapolitan style beef ragu, which is a braised short rib that is served in a rich red wine tomato sauce over some rigatoni that's been tossed in pesto. So those are some classic Italian dishes we have on the menu. And then we have a few mashups on there. Where we took items from Italy and flavored them Peruvian style, like porchetta, the classic pork belly roast. Well, we do that, but I flavor it ham da pais style, which is a Peruvian ham or roast pork. So I take the pork belly and brine it and marinate it and roast it like that. So it's a very popular sandwich I do. So that's kind of the mashup side of it, or the fusion.
So we have the month of love coming up. Tell us what you think on your menu would make a great pickup meal to serve for a dinner for two.
Well, couple of things with that. First, we are actually doing a dine-in four-course dinner with I'm partnering with Apalulu, which is another vendor at Foodie Labs. They do Cuban-Mexican fusion. I do Peruvian-Italian fusion. So we're doing a four-course meal, and I'm going to do some unique dishes for that. We are starting with a Cuban-style pork, chickpea and pork soup, go going to a gnocchi Sorrento, which is a house-made gnocchi with a tomato, basil, and fresh mozzarella. Then we're doing a dish of lomo saltado and a lobster saffron risotto. So, but if you want something to grab and go real quick, you should grab the lomo saltado and some Peruvian chocolate cake for dessert, and away you go.
You know, I love that. So that event is the 15th of February. That is Bistro 3951 Apalulu. Valentine tasting event from 6 to 7:30. I will tell you, you need to go to Foodie Labs, thefoodielabs.com, because that will book up quick. Next on my list for the Inquisitive Tongue, and if you just joined us, we're talking to some of the people in the Foodie Labs, which is down in the Warehouse Arts District, is my friend JB of JBG Pizza. JB, tell us a little bit of your backstory, and then let's talk about the menu.
Well, I've always just really enjoyed cooking, and it was something me and my dad shared together. And I have a ton of experience in pizza, different pizza types, different oven types, worked in so many different places over the years, and kind of similar, I just thought, you know, why not do my own thing and just take the risk and go for it.
And how long have you been working in the Foodie Labs?
I'm very new. I've only been officially open for about 2 weeks now.
Well, you know what, folks? It's a great thing on your way home to order a pizza to go. I know that our producer, Anna Hummel, and I really like vegetarian things. Let's walk through your menu. What do you have for vegetarians? Margarita, right?
I've got a more basic one. I've got a plain just with sauce. My garlic knots are also vegan friendly. I do plan on expanding more to make things vegan and vegetarian friendly. At the moment, we just kind of have some basic veggies, but like I said, something I plan on expanding with and playing around with.
Well, JB, when you say, you know, just a basic veggie, let me brag on you. A thin sliced onion, fire roasted peppers, garlic, roasted mushrooms. Oh, here's my favorite. Green olives and tomatoes. And all of your ingredients, you're big on sourcing ingredients that give the most flavor. Talk to us a little bit about that. Then we'll talk about some more of the menu.
Yeah, I believe in, you know, the things you use and the quality of the ingredients, it does matter. And I try to make everything fresh, you know, for my sauces, like my hot honey, make that fresh, my buffalo, stretch my mozzarella, like fresh. So I believe in, then my sauce even, I try to use, you know, the Santa Marzano tomatoes and
yum.
Keep things very simple, but it plays out in the end.
The hot honey trend, it's a big thing. You have a hot honey pepperoni that is just, what is the deal with hot honey? What is it that makes your mouth just pucker?
Yeah, I feel like it's just getting more and more popular, that little bit of a kick, and it does go well with the sweet. And I use Calabrian chilies, so it's got a kind of a mellow heat that kind of hits you in the back of the throat, like just enough, not too much. And that with the pepperoni and even maybe with some whipped ricotta on top of it, it's really good.
So, you know, for those of you who want to cluck over something, there's two great chicken things on your menu. The buffalo chicken, roasted chicken with a house-made buffalo sauce. I feel like it's wings on a pizza. And then the chicken bacon ranch. I love this. It's roasted chicken, crispy bacon, minced garlic, onions, tomatoes, topped with green. How'd you come up with something like that?
Honestly, that's just my favorite pizza. So, yeah, it's the JB's Chicken Bacon Ranch. So, I'm my own kind of version of it, but it's just one of my favorites and kind of go to when I want something good.
I want to ask both Michael and JB, what is it about the Foodie Labs and the collaboration that you like about being there? Let's start with Michael.
Well, it is food professionals or people that want to be food professionals working together. If you're into food and you want to be around people that are into food, it's a great place. So you can always bounce ideas off the other vendors and have them try your food and you know, one of the reasons I opened up at Foodie Lab was it was a unique concept, Italian Peruvian, and I wanted to test the concept out, see what the reaction was to the concept. So, and I have to tell you, some of my biggest customers are the vendors at the Foodie Labs that just, once they try it, they just want to keep ordering it. So.
And JB, what about you? You're the you're the new kid on the block, but obviously with experience. What do you like about working in that collaborative environment?
Yeah, new kid, but I'm making a splash. But honestly, very similar to what Michael said. Like, it really is kind of a little community that you go into, and we do all try to kind of help each other if we can with little tips and tricks, and or you know, going to Anna for marketing advice, and like there's just a lot more resources available right there that you're not going to just get if you're just opening up your own shop all on your own.
You know, so Anna, I want to ask you about the upcoming event, St. Pete Stand Up with our friends Nippy.
Yes.
Talk to us. Saturday, so February 1st. It's this Saturday, 12 to 2. What's going on at the Comedy
this
Brunch?
This Saturday. So they're awesome over there. Bob Holden has put this all together. We met with him, and he's on board to do it for a brunch, which he said will be a fun, kind of a new idea. Tickets are selling out. It is free, so you can just show up, but it is recommended to RSVP.
And on the 8th, once again, you know, I'm going to tell you, Apalulu and their paella party, it has become a staple at Art Walk. In fact, our friend Terry Marks from Arts Alliance is our next podcaster today. Tell us a little bit about what happens on the 8th, second Saturday of February.
So this second Saturday, February 8th, we will have the famous paella with Apalulu, but we will also have a free beer tasting from Three Daughters and live music from Creative Differences, Americana.
Love that you change it up. And then we have Have a Valentine's Day, like a Hava Nagila, on the 14th, Apalulu and Star Trolley, 5 to 9. Tell us about that, Anna.
Yes. So the Star Trolley is also right in the Arts Exchange campus. So they and Apalulu have collaborated to do a four-hour kind of experience where it starts in one spot, they take a tour on the trolley, and then they end up with dinner provided by Apalulu. So it's a very fun experience for Valentine's Day.
And then I see there's a speed dating kind of thing, Life in the 727 meetup. Hey, I want to meet somebody new. Tell me what to do.
It's a little community. They reached out, and it's a really cute little group. They're going to come for like, kind of like a lunch brunch thing, 12 to 2, I believe, on that Friday. Or Saturday, I'm sorry.
15. Fabulous. And then finally, as Michael shared with us, Bistro 3951 in Apalulu, Valentine tasting event. Anna, tell us where people can find out more and give us your address as we sign off on the Inquisitive Tongue today.
So you can always check our website, thefoodielabs.com. We have an events tab. We also have the order button right on the right to see all the menus. And you can pre-order food or come in and use our kiosks. Or just shoot me an email at Anna, A-N-N-A, at thefoodielabs.com.
So if you just tuned in to The Inquisitive Tongue, I've had Michael Mano from Bistro 3951, a Peruvian-Italian experience, and the amazing JB from JBG Pizza, the new one making a big splash on the Foodie Labs. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Thanks all for coming in.
Thank you.